Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, if you stayed up to watch the NCAA championship in the men's game last night, you may be feeling it this morning, but you're not as miserable as the MSU Spartans.
A performance from the start that could not have been any finer. North Carolina is the 2009 national champion.
His performance could not have been finer in a spectacular walk-on to the program, The Takeaway, last week. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is a blogger, did our sort of sports setup of the NCAA finals and the Final Four. Now, you didn't exactly predict that MSU would win, but you said this is the future of basketball. What did you see last night? Welcome to the program, and then let's talk about the women's game.
Good morning. Last night, we saw the scoring machine in full action. UNC was just ridiculous. They played amazing defense. They took the ball away 8 times. Lawson was just unstoppable. And then you had just like they just didn't let up at any given moment in the game.
I mean, really, this year's March Madness is the battle of the unstoppables. Most of the top seeds made it all the way to the end. And in the women's game, there's nobody more unstoppable than the UConn women. Describe this team and just how much of a blockbuster they are.
They haven't lost. They haven't beaten any team by less than 31 points. That's the average. So they could literally go down as one of the best basketball teams in the history of basketball, particularly for the women's game. Connecticut has had 2 undefeated teams previously, so that has, you know, that's not the barrier that they're breaking. But in terms of just efficiency and just stomping on opponents, this UConn women's basketball team is ridiculous.
And they're playing a team not known for basketball, Louisville.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they're a powerful team, but still, nobody gives them a chance.
Well, Louisville is in the Big East, which is, you know, right, for the Big East folks, is great, right?
Yeah.
Louisville is known for football. They're known for track. They're not known for women's basketball. So I think in many ways, this game is going to give them some major respect.
What is the style difference between the men's game and the women's game that people should watch? And does the Big East, in both the men and women's game, have a stylistic signature?
I would definitely say that actually, and you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, they actually don't have that much of a stylistic difference at this point in the game.
Right.
There's a lot of crisp passing, a lot of amazing shooting, a lot of outside shooters. A lot of these kids grew up shooting and seeing big three-pointers, and that's what they've built their game around. The crisp passing is really a big thing, and then just a really tight defense.
You're seeing a return to team play in the NCAA that really is at odds to what goes on in the NBA, where it's star-driven a lot, and you know, defense often doesn't happen until the last period.
I think exactly, you're right on point with that, and I think part of that is that you have all these players that go up early with the men's game. And I think that's the primary difference between the women's game and the men's game, is that what you have on the court are some seniors versus seniors when it gets to the women's game tournament. So these women have been working for this their entire lives.
You know, the irony, of course, is that the WNBA is struggling, while the NBA, I mean, it's not struggling. It's certainly not its high point. But it makes the NCAA game better. But it doesn't enhance the professional game. Why?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think the part of the reason that you can see in the NCAA tournament this year with the women's, last night you had 70,000 people,
right,
watching that game. And in the women's game, there was under 20,000. So I think you see the parallels between the two games. And I think people just need to recognize that the women's game is really good, and they need to go see it. If you want to see a quality basketball game, you should go tonight. If you're in St. Louis, you should go tonight.
Yeah, if you think the team play for the men's game is something, watch these women play. That's really the amazing thing. All right, give me the standout names to watch tonight, UConn versus Louisville.
So on the Louisville side, you have Angel McCautry. She's the star. She's the figurehead of the team. They also have, I think, the woman that I'm looking to be, this is her Candace Bingham.
Right.
Candace Bingham. She's from Louisville. This is her team. She's a senior. She's the one that does the little things that no one else does. So that's the name. I think if you want to see someone who's going to come out and make it their game, it's going to be Candace Bingham.
She's the triple-double. She's the one with the assists. She's the one with the offensive boards.
Yes.
Right. How about on the UConn side?
Well, of course, you have Maya Moore. You have Renee Montgomery. You have Kalana Green. These women are serious. They're like little Kobe Bryants, little LeBron Jameses. They have focus in their eyes. They look like predators when they're on the court. I'm afraid of them.
Now, who's going to – what do you say for a strategy? I mean, does Louisville try to slow this game down and keep it from you know, becoming a double-digit lead early on? And how do you do that against this team?
This is the key. This is the ticket. The only way to beat UConn is to keep the game close. What Louisville can do is to play tough defense, force them to make outside shots, and literally keep the game close. UConn has not been in a close game. Louisville has had the toughest road to the Final Four. If they can keep it close, Louisville will win.
Wow. Well, the drama is tonight in Detroit, right?
Definitely.
What time's the game?
No, not Detroit. We're doing it's St. Louis.
It's St. Louis.
Yes.
Tonight in St. Louis, the NCAA Finals for the women's game, UConn versus Louisville. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
He's a blogger who's been intently following March Madness and is our March Madness buddy here on The Takeaway.